Welcome to episode 62 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, a certified Snowflake user, and today we dive deep into continuous integration, CI, continuous deployment, CD, and deployment strategies in Snowflake. Let's start with a high-level overview. Continuous integration and continuous deployment form the backbone of modern DevOps practices, enabling teams to deliver code changes more frequently and reliably. In Snowflake, the CI/CD and deployment processes play a crucial role in maintaining the agility and reliability of data warehousing and analytics solutions. Firstly, let's dissect continuous integration in the context of Snowflake. CI involves regularly integrating code changes into a shared repository and automatically testing those changes. In Snowflake's case, this could mean the integration of SQL scripts, data models, or even data transformation scripts. The goal here is to identify and fix integration errors quickly, which maintains the health of your data pipeline. Tools like DBT, Data Build Tool, often come into play, offering not only the capability to test and integrate data models, but also to document and version control these models. Moreover, continuous deployment takes the process a step further by automatically deploying all changes to a production environment after passing the necessary test. CD in Snowflake can be challenging due to the immutable nature of data and the complexities of managing data deployments. However, solutions such as Snowflake Streams and Tasks can be leveraged to automate data pipelines, ensuring that data flows smoothly from development to production environments. Furthermore, when deploying changes in Snowflake, it's vital to consider the deployment strategy. Snowflake supports various deployment methodologies, including blue-green deployments and canary releases. These strategies allow for testing new changes in a production-like environment before full-scale deployment. Consequently, this reduces the risk of deployment-related issues, ensuring that your data environment remains stable and reliable. Additionally, managing version control is critical in any CI/CD pipeline, and Snowflake is no exception. Tools like Git can be integrated with Snowflake to help manage core scripts and schema changes. This integration enables teams to review changes, roll back in case of issues, and maintain a historical record of all modifications. Lastly, it's essential to emphasize the importance of automation in CI/CD pipelines. Automating the build, test, and deployment processes reduces human error, speeds up delivery times, and ensures a consistent and reliable deployment process. In Snowflake, automation can be achieved through scripting using Snowflake CLI or SDKs and integrating with CI/CD tools like Jenkins, CircleCI, or GitHub Actions. In conclusion, mastering CI/CD and deployment in Snowflake is paramount for any SnowPro advanced architect looking to excel in managing data warehousing and analytics solutions. By embracing these practices, you can ensure that your data environment is agile, reliable, and ready to support the fast-paced decision-making that today's businesses require. Thank you for joining me on this in-depth exploration. Make sure to revisit any sections if needed, and don't hesitate to reach out for further clarification. Wishing you the best on your certification journey and beyond. Remember, mastery in Snowflake CI/CD and deployment practices is a critical step towards becoming a SnowPro Advanced Architect. See you in the next episode.